Seventh Fleet. The Seventh Fleet, also known as the Saracens, are a celebrated branch of the Imperial Navy. Nicknamed for their fiery and ambitious leader, Admiral Vanizar Saracen, it achieved most fame for its pacification actions in the Bleak Lands late in YC-109 and early YC-110. Following the public disgrace of Admiral Saracen, the fleet was reassigned to Aridia, where it continues to patrol. History. The Seventh Fleet has a history that stretches back to the earliest days of the reclaiming on Athra, when the Imperial Navy was an archaic ocean-faring force. It had several acclaimed units who served with distinction in the Eudorian conquest. They were renowned for fighting on the frontier and securing the rapidly shifting Imperial borders. Following the conquest of Ammar Prime, the fleet continued mainly as a peacekeeping unit, patrolling trade lanes and rooting out criminals, pirates, and heretics. Once the Empire expanded its reclaiming into space, the Seventh Fleet followed suit, transforming from a planetary force into an interstellar one and serving mainly as a complementary force in the reclaiming of the Eler and the Anikuni. They were considered highly effective in snuffing out piracy and crime within its patrol routes, and following the assassination of Emperor Zaragram II, they were instrumental in maintaining the peace, quickly dispersing rioters and malcontents within their domain. The Seventh Fleet was on the forefront of the Minmator conquest. It scored numerous victories against the minimal Minmator resistance, while effectively reducing loss of life of potential slave populations. During the Minmator Rebellion, they served with distinction, suffering fewer casualties than average and assisting heavily with the evacuation of Ammar assets from Republic space. It only served minimally in the Sanshaw War, sending several minor detachments for cleanup duty at the end of the war. During this time, they were primarily concerned with protecting the Empire's borders from smugglers, pirates, and terrorists. The Bleak Lands. By late YC-109, the Bleak Lands region had become increasingly unstable, with mysterious attacks destroying Imperial assets and driving local holders into a frenzy. In response, the Seventh Fleet rapidly transferred their might to the region. The transfer was unexpected, occurring almost overnight, with little warning from any Imperial authorities. Basing out of Satogas, the fleet initially skirmished with Blood Raiders, drawing support from local holders. Admiral Saracen stated a goal of fortifying the Bleak Land so that no system was more than 3 jumps from a heavily fortified installation. In order to fund the fortifications, Saracen undertook the unusual step of enforcing a tithe on local holders, a power usually reserved for planetary and regional viceroys. This move drew some criticism from holders, but was approved of by most residents of the region. The fortification was going well, when investigations revealed that the mysterious attacks had not been perpetrated by Blood Raiders as initially assumed. Following a surprise attack on the Seventh Fleet during a scheduled communications downtime, it was discovered that the attacks had been carried out by the Defiance Terrorist Organization, a rogue detachment of the Republic Fleet. Early conflict between the Seventh Fleet and Defiance favored the latter. Defiance successfully destroyed installations in Harris and compromised the region-wide defense network, though they reportedly suffered high casualties as a result. Outside observers believed the Seventh Fleet had been caught off guard and severely underestimated the capabilities of the Defiance. Despite the destruction of their defensive cortex, the Seventh Fleet maintained an aggressive posture, thanks partly to loyalist capsular forces serving as guards for military complexes. Thanks to the efforts of cloaked scouts, they were able to ambush the Defiance during a resupply mission in Kernianon, destroying 2 capital ships, 1 battleship, 8 cruisers, and 4 frigate-class hulls. The victory was short-lived, however, as the Defiance mounted a massive counter-offensive. In several coordinated strikes, the Defiance destroyed 8 key military installations throughout the Saacen constellation. The Seventh Fleet quickly recovered, thanks in part to their capsular allies, and stepped up their assaults on the Defiance. It seemed they would wind up the victors, when Admiral Saracen was suddenly recalled to the Throne Worlds on the order of Chamberlain Karseth. Reports soon emerged that the fleet had clashed with local holders, some of them turning violent. Saracen additionally had apparently been acting independently from Imperial Navy orders. Saracen was soon accused of treason by Chamberlain Karseth and stripped of all rank and titles. Evidence was released that stated the Admiral planned to establish the Bleak Lands as a personal fief or even secede from the Empire entirely. Leaderless and in disarray, the Seventh Fleet essentially stood down, remaining passively in the Bleak Lands for further orders. Shortly after, the remnants of the Seventh Fleet was transferred to Aridia to defend against possible Serpentis incursions. The fleet was bolstered with the remnants of the Kadar family fleet, following the latter's confiscation by Empress Jamal I.